This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. John Dearth has been a fixture in Charlottesville's music scene for decades. The trumpeter and his band play a set at Miller's every Thursday night, and he's also an instructor at the University of Virginia, playing in the school's Free Bridge Quintet. You're listening to a track off of the band's new album, When the Serpent Flies. So when First Night Virginia wanted someone to write a score for a piece commemorating the event's 25th anniversary, they turned to Dearth. I stopped by his studio to find out more.
I've been commissioned by First Night Virginia and through Stephen Levine, who's the executive director of First Night Virginia in Charlottesville this year, to write a musical piece commemorating 25 years of First Night Virginia. The piece is to include, it's to feature the Free Bridge Quintet, which is the faculty jazz quintet at the University of Virginia, a string orchestra from Charlottesville High School, under the direction of Laura Mulligan-Thomas, who is a really an incredible educator and conductor. And she's going to conduct this whole piece.
First Night International began 30 years ago in Boston, and the concept of a community New Year celebration spread around the world. There are now 131 cities that take the no-alcohol family approach. Charlottesville's is the second oldest in the world, and it began in 1982. Dearth says his own experience performing with First Night has acquainted him with the organization's values.
And from my point of view, I've played in First Night for years as a jazz musician, and it is such a relief to do the First Night gig after having done all these New Year's gigs where there's a lot of drinking and those. Traditionally, it's not a fun gig, but you get paid a lot. Now we get paid well to come and be artists and be respected for what we do and be done before midnight so we can be with our families and play for everybody. As I got into this more and more, I realized this was really the idea behind it. These were very ancient ideas, too, of arts in the community, everybody coming together to create really a transcendent experience for everybody.
Dearth is spending the week between Christmas and New Year's putting the finishing touches on the performance. Most of the score has been written, but Dearth is auditioning a speaking choir and doing last-minute edits on the words to be performed by the actors.
It's all based on interviews with people who've been involved in First Night, people who have either been involved as organizers or artists or audience members of First Night.
This is a score, and this will be blown up for the conductor to read it a little more easily.
Dearth is using powerful score writing software to help arrange the many elements into a complete piece. He points to the screen to show me how the final product will come together.
This is the group. It's the trumpet, tenor, sax, piano, acoustic bass, drums. An actor, and the speaking choir, violin 1, 2, viola, cello, and contrabass. That's the whole score. So this music that I'm about to play for you is for a lady whose interview was really one of my most inspiring, formative things that I received for this commission that really gave me some sense of direction for what the piece was really about. And she's very, very philosophical. Her name is Zarin Earls, and she's the head of the board of First Night International. So anyway, this is a little piece of music that is to introduce her. This is just a little additive thing for the strings, and there'll be a lot of talking over this.
New Year's is an important demarcation of our calendars that helps set the tone for crafting our future. It's a passage loaded with memories, anxiety, and expectation. To mark this passage, we must be grounded in personal hope and expectation, with the readiness to unload our burdens. We need to tap into the community's anxieties and aspirations. Realizing our hopes individually and communally is an imperative we cannot do without.
And by that time, the speaking choir will be in over this, and they'll be chanting the words of this lady.
An uncommon experience for all will be performed twice on New Year's Eve at Christ Episcopal Church in Charlottesville. To get in, you'll need a First Night badge, which can be obtained at firstnightva.org. This is the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. I'm Sean Tubbs. Thanks for listening, and have a happy new year.